Boston, Chicago, blue cities turning major airports into migrant shelters. By Warner Todd Houston on January 24, 2024. The city of Boston has begun housing hundreds of illegal border crossers at Logan International Airport. Even in the face of Massport's interim CEO's claims that the airport was not an appropriate place to house migrants. In November, interim CEO Ed Frenney insisted that the airport not be used for the purpose. "We have to emphasize that Logan is not an appropriate place to house people," he said, according to WBZ-TV. But even at that point, the state had been shunting illegals into the airport for 3 months, even before state officials were saying that the state shelter system was reaching its limits. The migrants have kept coming, despite the claims that they shouldn't be there. On Monday, Mass. Dem. Governor Maura Healey demanded that President Joe Biden loosen the federal purse strings, as more illegals began filling up the corridors around Logan. Healey added that it is up to Biden to fix the border. "The path is there in terms of what needs to be done to fix the border situation, to fix some of the asylum processes, and to get much-needed funding to some of the interior states who have had to shoulder the burden for a problem that is geopolitical and is not the state's making," Governor Healey told CBS on January 22. The same thing is occurring in Illinois, where officials from the deep blue city of Chicago have been stashing hundreds of migrants for more than a year. "It has gotten so bad in the Windy City that officials have begun erecting black plastic sheets to hide the migrants from airport users and city residents, allowing travelers only a small aisle of space to walk the hallways from one gate to another." Social media has been filling up with videos from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Many have been ringing the alarm bells over the growing problem at O'Hare for months. As the Associated Press reported on September, the city had erected the screens at least as far back as August. "It was supposed to be a stop-and-go place," said Vianney Marzullo, one of the few volunteers at O'Hare, told the AP. "It's very concerning. It is not just a safety matter, but a public health matter." Like Governor Healey, Illinois Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker is demanding the Biden administration cut loose with more federal dollars and more support. In October, Pritzker noted that illegal immigration has become a major problem for Illinois. In a letter to Biden, Pritzker said illegals are an enormous strain on our state resources, even as he stopped short of asking the president to stop the inflow into American communities. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.